You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
We continue now with day four of our preparation to Marian consecration based on the book 33 Days to Morning Glory, written by Father Michael Gately. De Montfort's Consecration Part 2. Before we begin, let us pray the Angelus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
and she conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done to me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt among us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may, by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 4, De Montfort's Consecration, Part 2. Yesterday, I said that St. Louis gives two special emphases in his teaching on Marian consecration. One, a renewal of our baptismal vows, and two, a particularly intimate gift of ourselves to Mary. We covered the first emphasis yesterday. Now let's look at the second, beginning by asking the question, why should we give ourselves to Mary? We should give ourselves to Mary in imitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. After all, didn't Jesus give himself to Mary from the moment of the Incarnation? Yes, he did. And aren't we called to imitate Christ? Yes, we are. But isn't Mary a creature? Yes, she is. She's unique. Not only is Mary free from sin and totally conformed to God's will, but by God's will and good pleasure, as we learned from the introduction, Mary has a special role in our sanctification. Therefore, we should give ourselves to the Mother of God, so she can help form us into saints, into other Christs. We should give her our yes, but St. Louis takes all of this a step further. His yes to Mary is particularly deep, a profoundly intimate gift of himself to Mary. Quote, "This devotion consists, then, in giving ourselves entirely to Our Lady, in order to belong entirely to Jesus through her. We must give her, one, our body with all its senses and its members, two, our soul with all its powers, three, our exterior goods of fortune, whether present or to come, four, our interior and spiritual goods, which are merits and our virtues and our good works, past, present, and future." End quote. This fourth point is most interesting by this aspect of consecration to Mary, according to St. Louis. Our gift of self to her goes even beyond what is required when people offer themselves to God through religious vows. For instance, by virtue of the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, a religious sister does not give God the right to dispose of the grace of all her good works, nor does she give up her merits. Allow me to bring into better focus just how radical a gift of oneself this Marian consecration really is. First, in regard to others, if we give Mary the right to dispose of the graces of our good works, then this means we cannot unconditionally apply such graces to whomever we choose. So, for instance, if I make such an offering to Mary, I cannot insist that the graces from a sickness I am offering up go to the person I want them applied to. Second, in regard to ourselves, if we consecrate ourselves to Mary, then when we die, we won't get to appear before God clothed with the merits of our prayers and good works. In fact, we'll have to appear before God with empty hands because we will have given all our merits to Mary. If the radical nature of this offering has got you worried, don't be worried. Tomorrow we'll see why this offering is not to be feared, and in fact, why it's incredibly beautiful and completely worth it. Until then, we can reflect on the second part of De Montfort's formula for Marian consecration, which speaks of this intimate gift of ourselves to Mary. Quote, "In the presence of all the heavenly court, I choose you this day for my mother and queen. I deliver and consecrate to you, as your slave, my body and soul, my goods, both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions, past, present, and future, leaving to you the entire and full right of disposing of me and all that belongs to me, without exception, according to your good pleasure, for the greater glory of God in time and eternity." End quote. Today's prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, help me to give myself entirely to Jesus through Mary. And that, my friends, concludes day 4 of our preparation to Marian consecration. I now leave you with a question to ponder until tomorrow. One of the reasons we give ourselves to Mary is in imitation of Jesus, who gave himself to her. When we consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary, when we give everything to her, we deepen our relationship with her, a relationship of a child to a mother. In order to make us safe, secure, forgiven, blessed, and graced by Jesus, her Son, what might she decide for us? Are you anxious about letting her make decisions in certain areas of your life? How might you pray or talk to her about those decisions?
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here. Holy Spirit,
you have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.